بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, we have in our company Sheikh Fuad ibn Saud al-Amri Habibullah Ta'ala. And for those of you who don't know, the Sheikh is from the city of Jeddah, and he is from the students of Sheikh Abdul Musan al-Abad. He's from the students of Sheikh Rabib bin Hadi, students of Sheikh Ubaid. All of them taught him because he actually began his studies in the city of Al-Madina. Ulil al-Hamd, he has durus presently in the city of Jeddah, along with his occupation. He is one of the managers of one of the centers for the Committee of Enjoining the Good and Forbidding the Evil in Jeddah. He's one of the managers of one of their branches. So he's given us Ulil al-Hamd, and we thank him. He's given us from his time to come to the city of Riyadh and sit with his brothers. For those of you who don't know, there was an accident. The Sheikh's son was involved in an accident in Jeddah last night or early this morning. And Ulil al-Hamd, his son, came out of the hospital, but there were three companions with him in the car, and one of them is in serious condition, still in the hospital. So actually this gathering was on the verge of being cancelled, but by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Sheikh still decided to come, and he will give a talk for about 45 minutes, and immediately he will go to the airport and travel back to Jeddah to check on his son and his companion. So we thank our beloved Sheikh Fuad bin Saud al-Amri Jazallahu Khairan for visiting us and giving us some of his time. فليتفضل مشكورا معجورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها الأحبة، بادئ ذي بدء أشكر ربي جل وعلا على تيسيره لهذا اللقاء، وأسأله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعل هذا اللقاء لقاء مباركا. ثم أثني بالشكر للإخوة القائمين على هذه اللقاءات المباركة، وفي مقدمهم أخونا مصطفى جزاه الله خيرا، الشيخ مصطفى جزاه الله خيرا، وجميع الإخوة المشايخ الذين معه. وأثلث بالشكر لكم، وأسأل الله جل وعلا أن يكتب لنا جميعا الأجر والثواب وأن يجعلنا جميعا من المباركين أينما كنا.
The Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala began by praising Allah Azza wa Jal and sending salams upon the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he mentioned Khutbat al-Hajjah, which was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to mention Khutbat al-Hajjah, the verses pertaining to taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he moved on to mention the end of Khutbat al-Hajjah, which was the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, warning against newly invented affairs. And then he said, I began by thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for allowing me to visit, and I ask Allah to make this gathering of benefit and easy for us. And then he thanked the brothers that are responsible for organizing the gathering and those who participated in organizing the gathering. And then he thanked you for visiting and coming to listen.
أيها الأحبة، الله جل وعلا خلقنا في هذه الحياة لغاية عظيمة.
Allah has created us in this life for a tremendous purpose.
أبان عنها في كتابه فقال وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
He mentioned this purpose in his book when he said, I have not created the jinn nor mankind except for them to worship me.
فالناصح لنفسه العامل على نجاتها هو الذي يسعى في هذه الحياة في تطلب هذا الأمر الذي من أجله خلق.
So the individual who is sincere with himself is the individual that tries to implement the reason, the very reason why he was created.
وجعل ثواب الموحدين الجنة.
And Allah has made the reward for the people that practice monotheism. Monotheism. Allah has made the reward to paradise.
وجزاء المشركين النار.
And Allah has made the punishment for those who set up partners with Him, the hellfire.
وأرسل رسله حتى يقوموا في الناس بهذا الأمر العظيم كما قال سبحانه وتعالى ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت.
And Allah sent His prophets amongst the people so that they can call them and direct them to this reason. And that's why Allah said in the Quran, and we have sent in every nation a messenger to call the people to worship Allah and abstain from the false deities.
وهناك الشيطان وله مهمة أخرى.
And there is the shaitan, and he has another duty or goal.
تعارض مهمة الأنبياء والرسل.
And this goal of the shaitan is in opposition to the goal and the call of the prophets and the messengers. Come up forward.
فالشيطان يدعو إلى النار.
The shaitan, he calls the people to the hellfire.
وقد أقسم بعزة الله جل وعلا على أن يقوم بهذا الأمر.
And he, the shaitan has swore by the might of Allah that he would do this, that he would call the people to the hellfire.
كما جاء في قوله كما قال ربنا كما في كلام ربنا سبحانه وتعالى قال فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين.
This is mentioned in the statement of Allah in the Quran where the shaitan swore by the might of Allah, I would guide all of them astray except those who are sincere or those who are saved from your servants.
وطلب من الرب سبحانه وتعالى أن ينظره إلى يوم البعث.
And the shaitan requested from Allah to allow him to remain until the day of judgment.
فأنظره سبحانه وتعالى قال فإنك من المنظرين.
And Allah gave him that which he requested.
قال لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم.
And likewise the shaitan said, I will sit on your straight path.
ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين.
And he said, I would sit on your straight path and then I would come to them. I would approach them from the front, from the back, from the left and from the right, and you would find most of them to be ungrateful.
تأمل فيما أخبرنا به رب العزة والجلال عنه لما قال لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم.
He said, pay attention to the fact that he swore that I would sit on this path.
فالشيطان ليس قائم.
So he's not standing,
وإنما قاعد.
But he's sitting, actually sitting on the path.
أين لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم.
Where is he sitting? He's sitting on the straight path of Allah.
فهو يريدك أنت أيها الموحد يا من تسير على الصراط المستقيم.
So his intent is to deter you, to distract you, to make you deviate. The person that wants to implement the tawheed of Allah, he wants you to deviate.
وأعظم ما يأتي به تلكم الفتن. تلكم الفتن.
And the greatest thing that he comes with is these trials and tribulations, the fitan.
فتن الشبهات.
The trials of desires or doubts.
وفتن الشهوات.
And that of the test of doubts or desires.
يفتح هذين البابين على مصراعيهما حتى يظفر منك بواحد منهما.
He totally opens these doors, the doors of doubts and the doors of desires, so that he can gain or that he can conquer you by way of one of them.
ولهذا من الفقه أن نعرف مداخل الشيطان.
And because of that, from understanding, is that you know the ways the shaitan tries to approach you.
ونعرف ما الذي يحرص عليه.
And you should know that which he's diligent in trying to bring about.
هو يريد أول ما يريد أن يخرجك من الإسلام إلى الكفر.
The first thing that he intends is that you leave Islam and you enter upon disbelief.
إن لم يستطع أن يخرجك بوقوعك في الكفر والشرك الأكبر فهو يحرص على أن يوقعك في الشرك والكفر الأصغر.
If he cannot, if he's not successful in making you fall into major kufr and disbelief, then he at least tries to make you fall into smaller disbelief.
فإن لم يستطع يدخلك في باب البدع والضلال.
If he also is not successful in that, then he tries to enter you upon innovation and deviation.
فإن لم يستطع يحرص على أن يدخلك في باب الكبائر والموبقات والفواحش.
And if he's not able to enter you into the minor disbelief, then he tries to get you to fall into indecent actions and evil sins.
فإن لم يستطع يحرص على أن يدخلك في باب الصغائر أن تقع في الذنوب وفي الذنوب والمعاصي الصغائر التي دون الكبائر.
And if he's not able to, if he's not successful in that, in getting you involved in major sins, then he tries his best to get you involved in minor sins, that which is less.
إن لم يستطع في تلك الأبواب التي مضت فإنه يحرص على أن يشغلك بالأمر المفضول عن الفاضل.
And if he's not successful in getting you to do actions which are minor sins, then he tries to get you to do actions which are less in terms of importance. Actions which are less, there are other actions that have priority. He tries to get you to do that which has less priority.
فمن تلبيس إبليس مثلا في هذا في هذه الجزئية الأخيرة التي ذكرتها مثلا تقرأ القرآن وهذا فيه أجر وفضل. يأتيك ضيف المشروع أو كما يسميه ابن القيم رحمه الله عبادة الوقت الآن أنك تقوم بضيافة أو باستضافة أو بالقيام بحق هذا الضيف. فإن تركت هذا الضيف وانشغلت بقراءة القرآن هنا انشغلت هنا في هذا الوقت بالأمر الواجب بالأمر المندوب المستحب على الأمر الواجب.
An example of that is an example of that last point that I mentioned, and that's the fact that the shaitan tries to distract you with that which has less importance. For example, an individual is reading Quran, he's reciting Quran, and someone visits him at that time, and he said that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that now that someone has visited you, based on hadith, now that someone has visited you, you have to pay attention and focus on being a good host for that guest. But instead, he tries to distract you and says, no, continue to read the Quran. So right now you've been distracted with something of less importance, where the ibadah or the worship which is expected from you at that time is to be a good host to your guest.
ولهذا أهم ما ينبغي علينا أن نتنبه لهذا الأمر العظيم أعني الشيطان وأن نعرف مداخله.
Because of this issue, it's important that we focus on this tremendous affair. And what I mean by that is that we know the paths or the plots of the shaitan.
لأن المعركة التي بيننا وبينه قائمة.
Because indeed the war between us and him is continuous.
ونحن مأمورون بالمجاهدة.
And we are ordered to fight him.
قال سبحانه والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا.
Allah the Most Gracious said, indeed those who struggle in our path, indeed those who struggle in our cause, we will guide them to our path.
ولهذا كان من أعظم أنواع الجهاد جهاد هذا الشيطان وجهاد هذه النفس الأمارة بالسوء.
And because of that, the greatest level of jihad is that you fight the shaitan and that you fight your soul, that which encourages you to do evil.
والله سبحانه وتعالى قد أخبرنا عن هذه النفس في كتابه في آيات كثيرة.
Allah, in His book, He has informed us about this nafs, about this soul, in many verses in His book.
ومن ذلك ما جاء في سورة والشمس وضحاها.
And from that, that which is come in Surah والشمس وضحاها.
أقسم ربنا بالنفس. قال ونفس وما سواها.
Allah swore by the soul. He said the nafs and that which made it upright or that which made it leveled.
فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. قد أفلح من زكاها. وهنا قد للتحقيق. وقد خاب من دساها.
Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that how He informed the soul or He gave knowledge to the soul of that which is beneficial for it and that which is harmful for it. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Verily, the one who purifies his soul, he is successful. And the one who pollutes his soul, he is destroyed.
فَمِنْ أَهَمِّ الْمُهِمَّاتِ أَنْ نَحْرَصْ عَلَى تَزْكِيَةِ هَذِهِ النَّفْسِ.
So from the greatest of affairs is that an individual is diligent in purifying his soul.
لِأَنَّكَ بِهَذِهِ التَّزْكِيَةِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ تَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ تكون في حصن حصين من الشيطان الرجيم.
Because if you by purifying your soul, you will basically build a fortress. You will build a fortress for yourself from being attacked by the shaitan.
وأعظم ما يعينك على هذا العلم النافع والعمل الصالح.
And the greatest thing that assists an individual in building this fortress is beneficial knowledge and righteous deeds.
يقول الشيخ السعدي رحمة الله عليه في منظومته في القواعد الفقهية اعلم هديت أن أفضل المنن علم يزيل الشك عنك والدرن. الشك مرض الشبهة والدرن مرض الشهوة.
It was mentioned by Sheikh Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala in lines of poetry that he said know the one who is guided that
اعلم هديت
Know the one that is guided.
أن أفضل المنن.
The best blessings.
علم.
The knowledge.
يزيل.
Which removes.
الشك عنك والدرن.
The doubts from you and likewise the pollution, which is the sins.
الشك فتنة الشبهات.
The doubts is the being tested by the doubts. I said it.
والدرن فتنة الشهوات.
And درن, which is the filth, that is the fitna of the desires.
فعلينا جميعا ونحن في مسيرنا إلى الله جل وعلا أن نتنبه لهذا الأمر غاية التنبه.
So it is upon all of us, it is mandatory upon all of us while we're on this path to Allah that we pay focus and we give focus and attention to this affair.
وأن نهتم بهذين الأمرين العظيمين.
And that we give focus to these two affairs.
بالعلم النافع.
Beneficial knowledge.
والعمل الصالح.
And righteous deeds.
وليس المراد هنا بالعلم النافع العلم الذي هو فرض كفاية.
And my intention by saying beneficial knowledge is not the knowledge that is sufficient enough for some to have but others not to have.
وإنما المراد العلم الذي هو فرض عين ابتداء.
What I intend is that, or my intention is that, that which is obligatory upon all Muslims.
الذي تصح به عقيدتنا.
That which corrects your belief.
وتصح به عبادتنا.
And that which corrects your actions of worship.
وتصح به معاملتنا.
And that which corrects your business transactions.
فهذا من أهم ما يجب علينا أن نسعى لتحقيقه.
This is the most important thing we should try to implement and establish.
حتى نعبد الله جل وعلا على بصيرة.
So that we can worship Allah upon clarity.
والعلم النافع ثمرته العمل الصالح.
And indeed, righteous deeds, they are the fruits of beneficial knowledge.
العلم ليس مقصودا لذاته.
You don't intend knowledge, your intention is not just knowledge for itself.
إنما المقصود منه العمل.
But verily, your intention in gaining knowledge is so that you can act upon that knowledge.
ولهذا جاء في الحديث عند مسلم حديث الأشعري أبي مالك رضي الله عنه حديث الطويل وفيه والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك.
An example of this has been mentioned in the hadith in Sahih Muslim on the authority of one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Ash'ari, where he said, and it's a long hadith, and at the end of the hadith, and verily the Quran is a proof for you or against you.
حجة لك إذا عملت بما فيه.
The Quran is a proof for you if you act upon that which is present in it.
وحجة عليك إذا لم تعمل بما فيه.
And it is a proof against you if you do not act upon that which is in it.
فليس المراد فقط القراءة والحفظ.
So the intent is that it's not that you just read and recite or memorize the Quran.
بل لا بد من العمل.
But rather it is incumbent upon you to act upon that which is in it.
ولهذا قال سبحانه يتلونه في صفات أهل الإيمان يتلونه حق تلاوته.
Because of that, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned about the recitation of the people of faith that they recited its true recitation.
حق التلاوة يكون بثلاثة أمور.
True recitation is accomplished by implementing three things.
بقراءته قراءة صحيحة.
To read it correctly.
بفهمه فهما صحيحا.
To understand it correctly.
بالعمل بما فيه.
And to act upon that which is present in it.
وهذه هي الثمرة.
This is the fruit of the knowledge.
قال سبحانه يتلونه حق تلاوته التالي في اللغة أي التابع.
Allah says they recited the correct recitation, but the wording used in Arabic, التالي, means someone who follows.
ولو نظرنا في هذه السورة العظيمة التي نقرأها في يومنا وليلتنا 17 مرة.
And if we were to look into this surah, this chapter of the Quran that we recite day and night 17 times.
في صلاة الفرض فقط.
In our obligatory prayers.
سورة الفاتحة.
سورة الفاتحة.
تأمل إلى الدعاء الذي ندعو به ربنا.
Pay attention to the dua, the supplication that we call on our Lord by way of it.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Guide us to the straight path.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
The path of those who you have blessed.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Not the path of those who you are angry with or those who have gone astray.
المغضوب عليهم جاء في الحديث الصحيح هم اليهود.
It has come in an authentic hadith. Those who have incurred the anger of Allah, they are the Jews.
والضالون كما في الحديث الصحيح هم النصارى.
And those who have gone astray, which is as has been mentioned in authentic hadith, they are the Christians.
سبب ضلال اليهود أنهم أهل علم ولم يعملوا بعلمهم.
The reason why the Jews have gone astray is because they have knowledge, but they have not acted upon that knowledge.
وسبب ضلال النصارى أنهم أهل عمل بدون علم.
And the reason why the Christians have gone astray because they are individuals that act, but they do not act based upon knowledge.
ولهذا قال سفيان ابن عيينة الإمام العلم أحد أئمة الحديث قال من فسد من علمائنا ففيه شبه باليهود. ومن فسد من عبادنا ففيه شبه بالنصارى.
Because of that, Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna, one of the great scholars of the past, he mentioned, whoever has deviated from our scholars, then he is similar to the Jews. And whoever has deviated from amongst the worshippers, then he is similar to the Christians.
أما أهل الصراط المستقيم هم الذين جمعوا بين العلم النافع والعمل الصالح.
But the individuals who are upon the straight path, these individuals have combined between two things. They have combined between righteous deeds and beneficial knowledge.
وفي مقدم أولئك النبيون والصديقون والشهداء والصالحون.
And at the forefront of those individuals, the prophets and those who are very sincere and truthful, and the martyrs and the righteous.
وهذان الأمران أعني العلم النافع والعمل الصالح.
And these two affairs, meaning righteous deeds and beneficial knowledge,
هما اللذان بعث بهما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
These are the two things that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent with.
قال سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. قال أهل العلم الهدى العلم النافع ودين الحق العمل الصالح.
The proof that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent with these two things is the statement of Allah. He is the one that sent his Prophet with guidance and the religion of truth. And the scholars, this is a verse from the Quran, the scholars said, guidance is beneficial knowledge and the religion of truth is righteous deeds.
فالعلم النافع والعمل الصالح يدفع بهما المرء جميع فتن الشبهات وفتن الشهوات.
And by way of beneficial knowledge and righteous deeds, the individual can defend himself against desires, all types of desires, and all types of doubts.
إما ابتداء يعني الدفع ابتداء فيكرمك الله جل وعلا بعدم الوقوع فيها.
Whether this is done initially by way of the individual, Allah Azza wa Jalla protects the individual initially from falling into any types of doubts or desires.
أو بمعرفة طريق الخلاص عند الوقوع فيها.
Or the individual falls into some type of doubt or desires, but Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses the individual by knowing how to remove himself from it.
فالوقوع في أحد هذا في أحد هذين أو في إحدى هاتين الفتنتين ليس هو نهاية الطريق.
So if a person falls into desires, or if a person falls into doubts, this doesn't mean that the road has ended.
وكما قلت المعركة قائمة مع الشيطان الرجيم.
As I informed, the war and the battle is continuous between the individual and the shaitan.
قال سبحانه وتعالى إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون.
Allah mentioned in the Quran, verily those who have taqwa, if they are touched or influenced by the shaitan, they remember and then they have sight.
ربنا جل وعلا هنا يتحدث عن المتقين.
Our Lord is referring to those who have taqwa.
فالشيطان حريص عليهم كما قد مضى معنا في أول الكلمة.
Indeed, the shaitan, as we previously mentioned, indeed the shaitan is very diligent in leading these individuals astray.
يطوف عليهم. يحاول الدخول من أي طريق حتى يظفر بهم.
He circles around them. He tries to observe which way, which path can he approach them by.
قال سبحانه إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان ما حالهم؟ قال تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. تذكروا أن هذا لا يحبه الله وأن هذا يوجب غضب الله.
And what did Allah say about these individuals? يعني Allah said, verily those who have taqwa, if they are affected, if they are influenced by the shaitan, they remember what? They remember that this is from the shaitan, and they remember that this action is something that brings about the anger of Allah.
قال جل وعلا فإذا هم مبصرون أبصروا طريق الحق من طريق الباطل فتركوا طريق الباطل وسلكوا طريق الحق.
And what did Allah say? What did Allah Azza wa Jalla said? Allah said, they remember and then they have sight. They have sight meaning they realize, they notice the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They notice that which is pleasing to Allah. So they remove themselves or they stop the action that's displeasing to Allah. And they follow the action or they follow the path of truth.
ولهذا انظروا في أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And because of that, look at the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
قد يأتي الشيطان للواحد منهم.
It's possible that the shaitan comes to affect or approach one of them.
لكنه لا يقف معه عند هذا الحد.
But he doesn't stop there.
بل إنه يأتي ويراجع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويطلب منه طريق الخلاص.
And we found that the companions, they would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would ask the Prophet, they would inquire from the Prophet how to stop this path or path of the shaitan.
ولهذا لما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من بعض أصحابه أنه يجد ما يجد مما يتوارد على قلبه قال وقد وجدتموه؟ قالوا نعم. قال ذاك صريح الإيمان.
Because of that, you find that some of the companions, they complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about some doubts they had within their chest, and they approached the Prophet and they informed him of this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, have you felt this? They said, yes. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is pure iman, faith.
وكان الواحد منهم إذا ما زلت قدمه فإنه سرعان ما يأتي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى يبين له طريق الخلاص من هذه الزلة.
Likewise, if one of them had a fault, if one of them fell into something, they would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they request from him how to rectify this mistake or this fault.
المعركة قائمة.
So the war is continuous.
ومما يذكر هنا قصة ذاك الصحابي الجليل كما جاء في الصحيح يعني أصل قصة في الصحيحين من حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
And from that can be mentioned the story of the companion which is reported in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, the story of Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه.
رجل كان يمشي في أحد أزقة المدينة وقيل أنه كان في بستان صادف امرأة كان يعرفها في الجاهلية قيل إنه ضمها وقيل إنه أصاب منها قبلة.
It's a man, one of the companions were walking in one of the areas of Medina, and it's mentioned that it was a garden, and he saw a woman that he had a relationship with in Jahiliyyah. And the narration, some narration said that he hugged her, and another narration said that he actually kissed her.
طاف به الشيطان.
Shaitan has tried to affect this individual.
لكن تأمل ماذا فعل.
But pay close attention to that which he did.
لم يرتد.
He did not apostate.
ومن تكس على عقبيه.
He did not turn on his heels.
ذهب إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مباشرة.
He immediately went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأخبره بخبري وكان النبي جالسا في المسجد.
And he informed the Prophet of what he did, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting in the masjid.
فقاله اجلس.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم instructed him to sit.
فجلس فجاءت بعض الصلوات. فصلاها خلف النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام.
So he sat with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and some of the timings of the prayer timing entered, so he prayed with the Prophet. He prayed behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فلما أراد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام الانصراف جاء إليه.
When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to leave the masjid, the man approached him once again.
يريد أن يعرف ما الذي يفعل.
He wants to know what should he do.
قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألم تصلي معنا المكتوبات.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Haven't you prayed the mandatory prayers with us?"
صلى خلف النبي بعض الفرائض.
He prayed some of the obligatory prayers after, behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال بلى.
He said, "In fact, I have."
قال اذهب فقد غفر الله لك.
He said, "Go, for verily Allah has forgiven you."
ونزل قوله جل وعلا.
And then the verse of Allah was received.
أقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل. إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ما تمام الآية ها ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين تأمل نحن كم نقع ونقترف من السيئات والمعاصي الكثير
so
نعم
so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him did you not pray some of the obligatory prayers with us he said yes
من منا تذكر بهذه الذكرى.
So what happened was the verse was revealed. The verse was revealed that when Allah says in the Quran, pray at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, for verily the good deeds they wipe away the evil deeds. Verily the good deeds they wipe away the evil deeds. So the Shaykh said, Habibullah Ta'ala, what's the ending of the verse? This is the reminder for those who reflect. So the Shaykh said, Habibullah Ta'ala, who from amongst us reflect over these verses?
إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ
Verily, the good deeds, they are an expiation for the evil deeds.
وفي الحديث, حديث معاذ, اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها.
And also you have in the hadith of Mu'adh, the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, fear Allah wherever you may be, and follow up the bad deed with a good deed, it would wipe it away.
فيجب علينا أن نفقه كيف نتعامل مع هذه النفس عندما تتوارد عليها فتن الشبهات وفتن الشهوات.
So it is incumbent upon us how that we know how to deal with our nafs, how do we deal with our souls when they are constantly approached with doubts and desires.
حتى نفوز في نهاية المطاف برضا الرب سبحانه وتعالى. فنحن في هذه الحياة إنما خلقنا من أجل أن نقوم كما قلت في أول الكلمة بعبادة الله جل وعلا.
So that we can learn and know how to please Allah عز وجل. For verily we were only created to worship Allah.
فالناصح لنفسه العامل على نجاتها يحرص على أن يجعل حياته كلها في طاعة الله.
So the individual who's sincere and the individual who wants success and salvation, this is the individual that works to make his life f- in obedience to Allah. He works to make his life in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal.
يسعى في يومه وليلته.
He works, he strives day and night.
في أسبوعه وشهره وسنته.
He strives in the week, in the month, in the year.
في حياته كلها.
All of his life he strives.
في تطلب رضا الرب.
In seeking what is the pleasure of Allah.
فإذا ما زلت به القدم.
And if he has a fault or a mistake.
فليحرص على أن يرجع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى.
He should be diligent in turning to Allah.
فالله سبحانه وتعالى يحب التوابين.
For verily Allah loves those who are those who turn to Him.
التوابون كثيري أو كثيرو التوبة.
In fact, these individuals not just turning to Him, but these are the individuals that constantly turn to Him.
ليست التوبة مرة أو مرتين أو ثلاث.
Not that they repent once or twice or three times.
بل هي وظيفة العمر.
But it is the occupation of your life.
عبادة العمر.
It is the worship of your life.
تتوب إلى الله في اليوم والليل.
You should repent to Allah day and night.
كلما تزل قدمك أو يحصل عندك انحراف ترجع وتتوب وتسير في الطريق الصحيح.
Every time you have a mistake or a fault, you turn around and you repent to Allah and you continue upon the straight path.
لعلي أكتفي بهذا وأعتذر إليكم على يعني المدة أو الوقت ما كان يعني متسعا وعذري ما ذكره أخونا الشيخ مصطفى في أول كلمته وأسأل الله جل وعلا بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يبارك فينا جميعا وأن يجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. وأهنئكم على هذه اللقاءات فإن هذه من الأمور التي يحرص عليها المرء لأن بها يكون التواصي بالحق.
And the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala said, I would suffice with what I've mentioned and I apologize because I cannot give you more time due to the reason that I mentioned in the beginning of the talk. And he said, and I encourage you to attend these types of gatherings. For where these type of gatherings are individuals coming together, encouraging one another upon good.
لا لا بس ومن أعظم صفات أهل الإيمان بل من أعظم صفات الناجين كما في سورة العصر أنهم يتواصون بالحق. ما هو الحق؟ الإيمان والعمل الصالح. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. كان أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما عند الطبراني في الكبير وحسنه العلامة الألباني رحمة الله عليه إذا لقي أحدهما أخاه لا يفارق أحدهما الآخر حتى يقرأ أحدهما هذه السورة على صاحبه.
And he said this is from the characteristics of the righteous is that they come together and encourage one another with good as it's mentioned in by Imam al-Tabarani rahimahullah ta'ala in his Kabir and is also authenticated by Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if they met one another and then they wanted to part that one of them would read this surah, Surah Al-Asr. By time, verily mankind are destroyed except those who believe and do righteous deeds and come together upon the truth and come together upon patience. The Sheikh said Habibullah ta'ala come together upon the truth is that they come together upon iman and righteous deeds.
فهذه اللقاءات من التواصي بالحق.
So verily these types of gatherings are gatherings of people encouraging one another and coming together, joining in good deeds.
فهنيئا لكم ما أنتم فيه من خير.
So I give glad tidings. So I give you glad tidings based on that which you are upon of good.
واحرصوا على هذا الخير.
And you should be diligent in continuing this good.
فإن مثل هذه اللقاءات يحصل التواصي ويحصل التعاون على البر والتقوى ويحصل الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر.
Verily these types, so I encourage you to continue these type of gatherings. For verily these type of gatherings, you have people coming together upon good, you have people coming together upon knowledge, people coming together upon enjoining the good and forbidding the evil.
قال سبحانه والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر إلى تمام الآية. لكن الشاهد أن من أعظم صفاتهم أنهم يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر فيتواصلون بالحق ويتواصون بهذا الخير الذي في كتاب الله جل وعلا وفي سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah mentioned in the Quran that the believers are friends and companions to one another, and they enjoin the good and they forbid the evil. So a part of this companionship between the believers is them coming together and enjoining the good upon one another and encouraging one another with good. And that's what the people are upon. His flight is at 2:30, so he's going straight to the airport and his family is with him. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla أن نجعل هذا اللقاء في ميزان حسنات الشيخ ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يشفي ابنه وزملاء الذين كانوا معه. بارك الله فيك وأحسن الله إليكم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. Let's get the table.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, we still have food coming at 2 o'clock. This was something that just unexpectedly happened, so please don't. Please try and stay around for the food. JazakAllah khairan.